I think what Tom has said is quite brave. I spoke to Tom today in relation to his comments. I'm also on an SPC of housing up here in Donegal. It's something that I work constantly along with our local authority here, who I have to praise, our local staff and others. But I think what Tom is saying, and it's best to ask Tom directly, but I think what Tom is saying is, hold on here. We have an absolute crisis caused by capitalism, which there is no doubt about it, where the government has made a clear decision to look after the interest of the extremely wealthy over the interest of the working class, and he's taken a stand. And Michael Davitt, a county man of his own, I would only imagine but be only but proud of what a stance that he's taken. Now, I remember when I asked for compulsory order to be done on holiday homes here that aren't vacant up here in Donegal, and the backlash that that had. Now, Tom has gone a step further. And when you're working day in, day out, as our housing staff is here in Donegal, and me all will be no more different, and you're seeing mothers with children and fathers with children, mothers single and men single, coming in day in, day out, you know well there ain't nowhere to put them. And you know well there ain't no houses to rent. Houses to rent because they're being bought up with cash, not just from people within the whole country, but people from abroad, far away as America, who have the cash, who has the dough and has the ability to come into a community where they perceive homes to be, or houses for them, to be cheap, and they're buying them up and they're being sold. And that has a massive impact on us, not just in terms of the housing crisis caused by the Fianna Fáil from the Gaelic-led government, but also culturally, socially, economically, environmentally. And I think what Tom has said is a very, very brave statement. And I think we need to listen to what Tom is saying and not just listen and to talk about it, but take action. And action has to be taken. Clearly, the government has not taken action. There's an ideological reason for not taking action. And again, that is about making wealthy people wealthier. And I'm not talking about landlords that maybe have a house left to them by an old uncle or an old auntie. I'm talking people coming into a rural community that is devastated by the economic social policy of government concessively over many, many generations, and coming in here and buying up in our beautiful, beautiful community, and then it's forcing our community then to go to the four corners of the earth to seek a better life, another whip on our back to force our youth and middle-aged people to another country that is far, far away, just so they can rent a house and just so they could try to better their lives.
Do you think people across the Northwest should get behind what Tom Gilligan has said? And do you feel that perhaps maybe Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal County Council should back him too?
Well, I know now that we as a Northwest region have been engaging. There was a meeting with Sligo there not so long ago. The next meeting is with Condi Leitrim. And I think we need to go further on down to Mayo from a Northwest perspective. We have a lot in common, the social, economically deprived community, you know, to Heller, to Connacht. And that Western region and the lack of infrastructure, we clearly see that there. And I believe this is where Tom is coming from. In terms of the lack of genuine interest from those who are politically elected, who are affiliated to the political parties, and we've been left behind over generations and generations. And I think we have to talk to Tom, and I think we have to listen. But more importantly, as Tom had said, we need to act, and we do need to act. We don't have homes for our young ones. We don't have homes for people who are desperately in need of homes to rear their children in rural areas like ours and the Gaeltacht. Look, you take the likes in the Duhurry with a school population in single digits. We have other schools who are just barely in double digits. And we've been devastated by policies. And the idea that people, and this is very difficult because a lot of the holiday homes that I see in their community, I would know a lot of these, and they're good, sound, solid people. I know myself, and I'll publicly state this, many, 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 many years ago, I bought a small plot of land, and I ended up selling it myself, which had ended up in one of them now being a holiday home. But what I'm saying is that we need to look at this and listen to this and discuss it, and we need to take action. And maybe there is merit in what Tom is saying.